My name is John Hogan. I'm the Mary Jo and Ted Shen Installations Director and Archivist for the Saul LeWitt Wall Drawings at Yale University Art Gallery. This is wall drawing number 786A. It's a black wall with a 36-inch grid, and within that grid are all two-part combinations of arcs from corners and sides. This was originally conceived by LeWitt, and it was first installed in 1995 in June in Marion Goodman Gallery. One of the issues of LeWitt's work is that it is executed by the hands of others. So it is indeed about the idea primarily first, and then the execution secondarily, which brings the piece to reality. So it is a collaborative effort in that sense. So LeWitt has also presented you with essentially a version of the key that explains the entire language of the work. So it is arcs from the four corners of the of a square, or in this case a box that's created by the grid, and they're numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then the arcs from the midpoints of the sides are numbered 5, 6, 7, and 8. So the first time it was installed in at Marion Goodman Gallery, the wall was taller, even though the combinations are always the same: 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1, 6, 2, 3, et cetera, et cetera, as the key would indicate on the wall. Every time the work is done, what shapes that occur on the wall will change. So I think it's one of the interesting things about LeWitt's work was this, his inherent trust that the work could be visually different no matter the circumstance, but the idea was still intact. And I think that's something that makes LeWitt quite special, in the sense that most artists create works that are fixed in time. They represent the artist's idea when he or she makes it, and then that's where that piece is frozen as a reality. And in LeWitt's case, the idea is frozen in time, but its visualization and realization is completely open and completely evolving. LeWitt was essentially challenging the notion of what ownership was, what the marketplace was, that you could own an idea. In this case, his artwork, this conceptual piece that's drawn on the wall, that drawing could go anywhere in the world. It didn't need a crate. It didn't need art handlers. It just needed people who had access to black paint, a pencil, and a crayon to draw it. So he was trying to create a circumstance that was very open and very fluid and always able to evolve and always look contemporary. So unlike many artworks that have a history inherent by when they were created, this piece was done in 2012. LeWitt was already passed away in 2007. So this is a work that wasn't even realized physically here until after he was gone.